السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمد الله عز وجل ونصلي على سيد الأنبياء صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. Beloved brothers, sisters, listeners of Radio Islam International, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we humbly offer blessings and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire household, as well as the illustrious Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless one and all. Tonight, we would like to share a few points regarding the path of steadfastness. Having channeled a way of the right path therein, we will, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at it from the point of how we can go about with certain good activities within our lives, things that will be positive for our deed, things that will be positive for our dunya life, and how we can have an impact on my life as a human being, and also how we can just tread the middle path. We are not extreme on the right, not extreme on the left. So basically we are not like a person would say, the soda water, as you open the can, you see the bubbles rushing forth, and immediately after a few seconds, oof, and it's down. And we also don't want to be on the other side, extreme, where we're really, really down at the bottom. So we need to find a middle path, a path that inshaAllah will guide us towards the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Fussilat, as the opening for today, in verse 50,
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ.
Indeed, there are those that say, oh, our Rabb, that they believe that there is an Allah, and they are then steadfast on it. The malaika, the angels, descend upon such individuals, and it is then said to these people, do not be afraid, do not be sad, do not lose hope, do not feel just down and out, and you think there's no way out. Give glad tidings to those individuals with Jannah, which you have been promised. Allah said, if you go through this and you abstain from it, we'll grant you paradise. If you adopt the quality of patience, we'll grant you paradise. If you adopt the quality of being grateful, we'll grant you paradise. So there's a win-win situation for every Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, and it is found in the book of Abu Dawud Sharif, مَا بَالُ أَقْوَامٍ يَقُولُونَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. What's up with the people that say such and such and such things? No, leave all those things. Leave the word if. Leave all the negative and all the doubtful things. Say, inshallah, we will achieve. Inshallah, we are going to achieve. Inshallah, we have been achieving. Beloved listeners, how beautiful is the deen? Let's go through a few examples to make us understand, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what it means to be steadfastness in today's time. So, if we look at a young child, we would realize that to be that next soccer star, or to complete the levels on their favorite game, and to excel and be the best, would be a mission of achievement. So long as they have the ability to continue that way, a child is a child and wants full accomplishment in a field, or else it would give up, or it would change its likes to something else, until finally they find that one path that makes them really happy. That would then be their steadfastness on a particular adventure. What about An adult, a woman, for example, would want to be steadfast and say, MashaAllah, there are many who would do so with the recitation of the Noble Quran. Others would be working on their marriage. Others involved in certain things they like. Take, for instance, cooking or baking. At the end of the day, they would want to be steadfast on achieving their goal of a beautiful home, of goodness, or enhancing their skills. That, and they would be steadfast on that particular activity. What about a man? His steadfastness would be a suitable job, a certain lifestyle, perhaps even building a home. And how awesome would that be when couples work together for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are steadfast at the end of the day. This is the marriage. This is what needs to be done. They comfort one another. They love one another. And at the end, they would want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved listeners, that is my humble opinion, that in life, when we show commitment, we show sacrifice, dedication, and the ability to know what we want in life, it helps us to improve and to better ourselves for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where now, instead of doing a million things at one time, as they would say, we focus our energy on what is important in our life. What is our goals? What is our aspirations? Those things that we've got to be steadfast upon it. So you cannot just say that a man or a person would want to build a home. Now we're talking about the structure. So you say, okay, you've got everything, and then tomorrow the things will just automatically mix, or we'll get someone to mix the things and we'll just put a brick here, put a brick there, and put a structure this side, put the steel this side, and suddenly we'll have a home. No, there's got to be some sort of direction, some sort of assistance, some sort of guide, that first the sand would be mixed, then the cement, the water, the architect would be brought in, measurements would be made, then steadfastness would be, then what would be steadfastness in this example? Steadfastness would now be that the workers would come every day for that particular amount of time working on the project or the home and the beautiful structure. So that after 2 months or 3 months, when the time was issued, now the structure would be there. So there's steadfastness, there's work, there's something happening, there's a process, there's progress happening as well. It's not just, okay, we found something, and then if things will happen, no, you've got to work continuously on it. So if we look, to read a para is outstanding. But what about an individual who hasn't seen a page of the Noble Quran for months? How would that person feel? So we politely say, give a chance. For indeed, a pious person was not born pious, but was given love, advice, hence piety eventually wrapped him or her. So why not give a person a fresh start and a chance to say, my beloved brother or sister, how about 3 lines to begin with, and for a while to be steadfast upon it. You see, if you're steadfast upon it, you've got direction, you've got purpose. I cannot pass the day or night without reciting my kota for the day. So you start to slowly and gradually increase when you have reached a certain level of comfort, then to be steadfast upon it. Now don't say, oh, I'm tired. Oh, I'll just carry on tomorrow. Oh, it's thirsty. No, no. You plan your day out so well that you know at a certain time you are tired, or you have other functions, other activities, other errands you need to attend to. It's not a problem. It's not a train smash. You can always chop and change your time to make it suitable for you, where you would know at that time nobody would need anything from you, or you wouldn't need anything from anybody. That time you create your connection with the Quran and you see what a change it would make into your life. At the end, my humble message would be that whatever we are doing, do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And be steadfast on it. but in moderation. As with time, we will, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, strengthen ourselves, we strengthen our link with our Maker. Because at the end of the day, beloved brothers and sisters, beloved listeners of Radio Islam International, what is our goal? Our goal is Jannah. To get to Jannah, you got to attain the mercy of Allah. To get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you got to involve yourself in good activities. And part and parcel of good activities, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a Sahabi came to him and asked, O Nabi of Allah, please advise me. He said, have faith in Allah and be steadfast of it. Say, amantu billahi, that I believe in Allah, and be steadfast upon it. Try, give it your best, go for it. Surround yourself with positive people. Surround yourself with those who uplift your mood. Surround yourself with those people who give a positive energy and want to see good for you. Then surrounding yourself with those individuals who themselves are not involved in too many good activities and cannot advise one. At the end, let's try and find a piece of happiness, a piece of comfort, and that lies in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we are steadfast on certain activities, certain good things, certain good actions, inshallah, we would, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be from amongst those who achieve goodness and blessings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us, forgive us, honor us, guide us. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.